And we are officially back here on Facebook.com / Wake Up Call DT, Facebook.com / Live Now DT, and on YouTube.com / Wake Up Call DT. So, however you're tuning into the show, we thank you so much for being a part of it here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports truly meets that thing called life. We're very excited to have week 8 of fantasy football going on here, giving you advice for 2021 and 2022. The season that is upon us right now. And Mike Sofka of Hall of Fame FantasyFootball.com is here with me every single Wednesday from 9:45 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, bringing you that fantasy football advice. So let's hop right onto it and bring the man in of the hour, Mr. Sofka. How are we doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing very well. And Mike, you know, let's just jump right into it. Thursday night football, Green Bay at Arizona. Green Bay's been up and down. Arizona's been mostly up. What are your thoughts on this game?
A lot of pressure on Arizona here. You would think it'd be the opposite because all the injuries to the Green Bay Packers, especially the receiving core. I mean, I don't know if I could start anybody from the Packers in receiving, but and that's gonna, you know, that's gonna hurt Aaron Rodgers' ranking this week too. I got him ranked at 16. Meanwhile, I got Kyler Murray at number 4 this week. Going over to running back, you know, Aaron Jones is Aaron Jones. They're going to have to rely on him, and you know, we'll see what happens if they stack those guys in the box. But I got Aaron Jones at 9 this week, and I got Chase Edmonds at 16. James Conner's a little further down in 30s, but you know, he might be worth a flex play to you. Looking at the wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins, number 21 on the rankings this week. And then I go a little bit further down on the rankings of Christian Kirk, number 41, and then A.J. Green, 44. Looking at the Packers, though, they're going to really need somebody to step up. I mean, is it going to be Randall Cobb, who I think it very well could be, Amari Rodgers, Equanimeous St. Brown, say that 10 times real fast. You know, somebody's going to have to step up and make a play. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be Robert Tonyan. I got him at 17 this week on the rankings. And for Arizona, Zach Ertz had a nice premiere in his game last week on that long touchdown he had. So I think the pressure's really on Arizona because everybody expects them to win. You would think it would be the opposite. They're at home, no receivers on the other side of the ball. But you got to remember, it's still Aaron Rodgers over there, so anything can happen. But I'm going to go ahead and take the Cardinals to win this one.
Yeah, you know, I think you have to take the Cardinals in this matchup just because of the fact that, you know, this Cardinals team, even if, you know, we had a full go of Green Bay, this Cardinals team has just been strong. You know, they've been strong, they've been ready, they've been prepared, they've been excellent this season. And, you know, and they're playing at home in this matchup. You know, I think – for me, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's worth the play for you because he's going to do something. It's hard to keep him off. I think he's like a mid. He's still like a number one, a high number one quarterback, but maybe dipped below a few because of the fact that we have injuries all over this. Marquez Valdez-Scantling's been injured, and Alan Lazard is on the COVID-19 list, and so is Davante Adams. So, you know, like you said, Randall Cobb, Equanimeous St. Brown, coming from Notre Dame, and Amari Rodgers that I covered at Clemson. These are all guys you may see out there. Malik Taylor coming off the COVID list, maybe him as well. But now all of a sudden, you know, it's funny how Aaron Rodgers kind of he gives that laundry list of guys that were unceremoniously let go from Green Bay in the offseason, and one of those guys being Randall Cobb, who just a couple days later was added back to the team. A few days later, and now all of a sudden that's his number one target. So funny how the world works, and because they know each other so well, I think Aaron Rodgers is still worth the play here for you. I think Randall Cobb is worth the play as a third wide receiver. There are certain situations where you could probably go out there and pick him up right now, so I'd look at doing that. And Robert Tonyan, I like him as a low-end tight end one, I would have to say, for this week. On the other side for Arizona, I'm a big fan of Kyler Murray, and obviously playing him. Chase Edmonds and James Conner are two flex running backs for you, running back threes, I would have to say. DeAndre Hopkins in this game is questionable with a hamstring injury, and injuries like that to receivers and running backs are never good, so just watch that, and God willing, he'll be okay. A.J. Green gets more value as a lower-end wide receiver too if Hopkins is hampered, and Christian Kirk gets some value as well. And this is a wide receiver 3. and to look to that. And Zach Ertz, like you said, making his debut and not doing that bad of a job. I like Zach Ertz in this matchup. If you can play two tight ends, I look at playing him. And so we can look at that. We do have a question coming in here. I do want to make a note, though, Mike and I, so let me put this up here right now. While it's on my brain, Mike and I are both going with Arizona. So we're both going to make that decision right now, picking the Cardinals. But yes, I see more fantasy value on Arizona, but don't count out the Aaron Rodgers world, nor do you count out the Randall Cobb. And of course, Aaron Jones didn't have a great week, but still somebody worth putting out there. So I like him too in this matchup, and I'm going with the Cardinals. A question coming in comes from Juan. Juan, we appreciate your question, so we're going to answer that right now. He said, "Hey man, need help with a trade. Should I give up Jerry Jeudy and Eli Mitchell for Chase Edmonds and Henry Ruggs slash Mike Davis?" So it looks like Jeudy and Eli Mitchell for Edmonds Ruggs or Edmonds Davis. What are your thoughts?
No. Yeah, stay. Judy's coming back here. So, I was able to scoop him up a couple weeks ago, actually last week. And that's the thing you got to remember, with what we have going on, not all leagues are set up for a lot of IR spots. And Judy was out for quite some time here. So, I was able to scoop him up unnoticed 2 weeks ahead, because that's my old thing. If you're not 2 weeks ahead, you're a week behind, and that's how you guarantee success, is you arrive early. You don't show up in a hut, in a rush late. So, I think Mitchell's going to continue to grow as a runner in that San Fran offense. I don't think those other guys are as big a threat to him as everybody's, seemed to think at the beginning of the year with Trey Sermon. Jerry Jeudy's Jerry Jeudy. He's going to turn it on. So, no, I wouldn't make that trade.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you to keep Jeudy too. Eli, I'm not as sold on, but I'm not gonna tell you to get rid of Jerry Jeudy. And so Juan, we would suggest that you keep what you have right now and understand that, it's frustrating when a player gets hurt. It's frustrating when somebody goes down. But Jerry Jeudy is a very, very talented receiver. And although there's been some issues at quarterback in Denver, we have seen that Courtland Sutton, as well as Jerry Jeudy, have been able to have some success. So I wouldn't give up on him. And I don't want to say I wouldn't give up on him just yet. I wouldn't give up on Jeudy at all, to be completely honest. That's just not something that I would tell you to do. So I'd say stay where you're at. And next game up, Mike, Carolina, Atlanta. What do you have for this game being played down in Bird City in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, well, they got problems in Carolina, and the problem unexpectedly is at quarterback. Sam Darnold started the year okay. I think part of the problem is he doesn't have his tight end anymore. Dan Arnold, they traded him away. Tommy Tremble is trying to step up. Ian Thomas hasn't stepped up. And you look at the fact that they're in the rumor mill for trying to talk their way into a trade for Deshaun Watson, giving up three first-round picks, and obviously a lot of shadow with 22 accusations against him right now. So not on the exempt list, still eligible to play. And, it's a tough thing when you're a quarterback of a team you were doing well. So Darnold needs to bounce back. This could be a bounce-back game for him. Unfortunately, I just don't think it's going to be. I have him at 19 on my rankings this week, and I got Matt Ryan a little bit higher at 13. Chuba Hubbard's still filling in. I think Chuba Hubbard is good enough to just be a borderline RB1. He's at 14 on my rankings here, so solid RB2. And then Cordarrelle Patterson's right above him at 13. Mike Davis has all but disappeared. And then I go over to the wide receivers, and DJ Moore's having a spectacular year, 580-some-odd yards on year already. Needs to pick up the touchdowns, the production there, but that'll come with more time here. He's bound to get some more looks in the end zone. And, on the other side of the ball for Atlanta, Calvin Ridley's the guy. He's the number one since Julio left, especially, but I think he was secretly the number one even when Julio was there at late. 17 on the rankings this week. And then you go over to tight end. Man, Kyle Pitts, he's really exploded the last couple games. I look for that production to continue. He's number three on the rankings this week. And again, like I said before, looking for somebody else to step up from tight end. Hopefully Tommy Tremble will have a game, but I got him ranked in the 30s right now. Looking at this game, I really think that I just got to go with the home team. They're having better quarterback play as of late with Ryan. And, you know, they need somebody else to step up in the receiving core. Robbie Anderson has all but disappeared, like I said. So I'm going to take the Falcons over the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, this game is, I mean, it's a divisional game in the NFC South, but it's underwhelming right now. You know, we've seen P.J. Walker step up. I loved seeing P.J. come in because of the fact that, you know, I covered him at Temple. And then, you know, obviously I paid very close attention to the XFL. And with the one season the XFL was back, I am a reigning fantasy football champion in the XFL. So got a nice trophy for that. So
no one can ever take that from you, and no one can ever top your feat either.
Right, you know, and that's the thing, you know, to have that. So I'm excited about that, excited about what P.J. Walker can do. At the same time, in my leagues, you have a team quarterback, so you're in a situation where you got both. So Darnold gets benched, P.J. comes in, let's say arguably he throws three touchdowns, you get all of that. But, you know, the quarterback situation in Carolina, not ideal right now. Chuba Hubbard hasn't been fantastic, but he's still somebody I think is worth putting out there. I think he's a low end two, high end three at running back. And DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, they go as the quarterback goes, of course. And I like Anderson more with Darnold. But ultimately, remember this, P.J. Walker and Robbie Anderson, both Temple guys. So you got Robbie knows Sam from the Jets. Robbie knows P.J. from Temple. And Matt Rhule was also at Temple, the head coach. So building a little Temple corridor here in Charlotte, North Carolina. But I would say DJ Moore is a wide receiver too. I'd say Robbie's a little bit behind him on that. I'm not sold on the tight ends for Carolina. And on Atlanta's side, Matty Ryan, Josh Rosen has found his way to Atlanta. Rosen has been all over the place after being a top 10 pick, unfortunately. And so sad to see that. Cordarrelle Patterson has kind of taken over the reins from Mike Davis a little bit here. As Mike Davis has dipped, they've tried to find their running back for multiple years since Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman had to split time because Devontae was getting hurt all the time. And now, you know, they still haven't gotten that. Wayne Gallman's there, who used to be with the Giants. I covered him with Clemson. Mike Davis coming from Carolina. So you could say, hey, this could be a game where he sparks because he wants to show this team, you should have kept me, you know, instead of going and getting Chuba. But at the same time, I don't know how much they're going to use Mike in the game in order to do that. So the value in this game goes with Kelvin Ridley and Kyle Pitts, a little bit to Russell Gage and guys like that, if you have to go really, really deep. But ultimately, Pitts, I'm underwhelmed, but I'm going to say a low-end tight end one. Ridley's still a wide receiver one. That's where the value is. There's a little more value on Atlanta than I see in Carolina. So I'm going to have to go with Mike and pick the home team and pick the Falcons kind of reluctantly here, as I don't think either team is really doing that great. Mike, we did have a question come in here, and let's see what we got here. So who should I trade for Matthew Stafford? My quarterback is Daniel Jones. And I asked Billy, who sent in the question, to please let us know who's on his team before we go saying anything. He said, I just think he'll be one of the easier quarterbacks to trade for. So he hasn't given us his roster, but he is not sold on Daniel Jones. He wants Matt Stafford. And so, Billy, you got to tell us, do you have any other quarterbacks? And what does your roster look like? Before we tell you to trade for Matt Stafford, I'd love to know who's on the team. So, Mike, while he sends that in here, Billy, we appreciate the question. Now, if you have any questions for us on Facebook, MixLR, or YouTube, you can very easily, they're all /WakeUpCallDT. So if you go to YouTube.com/WakeUpCallDT, Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, or MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, and send us your questions. We'll be happy to answer them as they come in. Billy, just please send us your roster so we know who you have before you go wheeling and dealing guys away. Next game up, Mike, Miami at Buffalo. What do you got?
Yeah, Josh Allen, he's looking at an MVP-type season. He's 15 touchdowns already. This is a guy who's getting it done. Not an extreme amount of air yards, but very efficient quarterback, and he can run with the ball, too. Not quite Lamar Jackson, but he can run when he needs to. He's a number one overall quarterback on my rankings this week. Meanwhile, I got to go way down on the list for to 24 for Tua. You know, again, talk shadow in Miami saying that Sean Watson may be heading there. But I kind of like the progress Tua's making. I don't see how after 13 starts they can give up on him so quickly. You know, I just think they're exploring the option. But I think there's a lot of baggage with Deshaun. But that's another show. That's another story here. Looking at the running back situation, both Zach Moss and Devin Singletary kind of cannibalized each other, but I got Zach Moss at 27, Devin Singletary at 34. The value is going to be in Myles Gaskin. He stepped it up as of late. He's 19 on the rankings. And looking at the wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, one of the top receivers in the league. Every time he steps on the field, he makes something happen. He's number 3 on the rankings for wide receivers this week. Then I got to go down a little ways if I'm looking for Jalen Waddle, number 27 on the ranking. And right after him is Emmanuel Sanders and Cole Beasley at 33 and 34, respectively. You know, I looking at the tight ends, Mike Gesicki, number 7 on my rankings this week. That's where the value is. And Dawson Knox still has the broken hand, so he's not going to play. He's officially listed as doubtful, but he's not going to play. Look out for, if you want a wild play, and you want something super crazy, a super long shot just to do it, I wouldn't do this. I'm not advising anybody to do this. But a wild play might be Tommy Sweeney, round 7 draft pick from 2019 at a Boston College, 6'4", 251 pounds. This guy's going to fill in the red zone. Watch for him to get a touchdown this week. I like the Bills big this week in this game.
Yeah, you know, and Tommy Sweeney covered him in college, so pretty cool to see him come back out there and do his thing. Billy sent his roster, so we'll get to that in just a second. I do want to get to my thoughts here on Miami as well as on Buffalo. And Mike going with the Bills at home. You know, Tua, I'm the same way. You know, there was this whole thing where they tanking for Tua. And not 1 year, but a year and a half, 2 years that they were waiting to get this guy from Alabama. How could you give up on him already? I think it's kind of ridiculous and kind of stupid. And, you know, I think it's wrong, honestly. I think it's wrong, and I hope that they don't. And the thing is, why would you give up on a guy who came to you and is fighting to be there? And the only thing, and I understand injuries and whatnot, but you bring in Deshaun Watson, you bring in drama, you bring in all of these cases, you bring in the fact that things aren't resolved yet still. It's like you're bringing in you're bringing in someone who's bleeding out as opposed to someone who has a cut on their knee. So, you know, I don't see the benefit to Miami, but I've seen dumber things done. So quarterback-wise, fantasy-wise, I'm not going to tell you to play Tua in this game. Jalen Waddle is worth the play, and Mike Gesicki as well. That's the value I see on Miami side. On Buffalo side, obviously Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, yes. Emmanuel Sanders, looking at this game, he had another good showing, so I think that puts him as a low-end 2, high-end 3. Cole Beasley got a touchdown. He's a good flex by definition for you. Gabriel Davis, who I thought would rise to number 2, has dipped a little bit here. So I wouldn't tell you to play him this week, but I'd tell you to watch him. If you got him on your team, I wouldn't tell you to drop him. And Dawson Knox is doubtful, and so Tommy Sweeney, as Mike was talking about, opportunity to get in the end zone, and I think he will. I honestly think this could be, you know, Tommy Sweeney's NFL debut party. So even though he's been in for a little bit, so I like Tommy Sweeney in this game as your tight end. There's more value on Buffalo, so I'm going to go with the Bills, and that's just the way that my cookie's crumbling this morning. Shout out to a fantastic movie if you haven't seen it, Bruce Almighty, starring Jim Carrey, where he uses that pickup with that tagline. That's the way the cookie crumbles, and I know other people have used it too. So Mike, looking at fantasy right now. We have Billy saying to us, and I like his team. So I don't know if I would trade anybody, but you know, to let you know who he has, you know, I'll just read it off. He's got Daniel Jones and Jameis Winston, but his running backs, Antonio Gibson, Alvin Kamara, James Robinson. His receivers, A.J. Brown, Mike Williams, Stephon Diggs, Odell Beckham Jr., Cortland Sutton, and Sammy Watkins. His tight end is Dawson Knox. Defense, Broncos, kicker, Matt Gay. And he said he's trying to trade A.J. Brown and Gibson for Tyreek Hill. I like this team. I'm not overly excited about your quarterbacks, Billy, but I would imagine in free agency somebody's available. I don't like the thought that you would have to package Daniel Jones with Gibson, Kamara, Robinson, AJ Brown, Stephon Diggs, Mike Williams, Courtland Sutton, Samuel. I don't know, Mike. I feel like I wouldn't be trading pieces away from this team just to bring in a Matt Stafford.
Yeah, you can believe it or not. There's a couple of leagues. Every year, I experiment with new tactics, new ideas, new ways to go. Whether it's streaming a quarterback, that sounds insane, right? I do that, and it's very productive in one league that I'm in right now. I just stream the highest ranked quarterback, and I go with it. I like to do that on defense as well. First things first, you're going to need to get coverage for Dawson Knox. So let's handle that right away because, you're going to want somebody that's going to jump. You're not going to take Tommy Sweeney. I know I said it was a wild play, but yeah, you want to stay away from that. He's from number 27 on the ranking. I'm wondering if the other owner is willing to trade Stafford. I have Stafford, in several leagues, I'm not trading him. I think the Rams are the team nobody's talking about. I think they're the most likely team that no one is mentioning go to the Super Bowl, and they need to. Matt Stafford was the last piece to that puzzle. He's got excellent receivers. Darrell Henderson's having a great year. They got a solid defense. Defense is the quarterback's best friend. So I would see if that owner's willing to trade Stafford first. Let's not get all worried about what the price is. Let's see if he's even for sale. If he is for sale, which I'd be surprised, obviously you're going to have to give up a big piece, but giving up a Tyreek Hill, that's just too expensive for a quarterback. There's too many other options, and you could, like I said, you could stream. Daniel Jones isn't doing that bad. Jameis Winston, I'm more, but Daniel Jones is going to have his ups and downs. He's an NFL quarterback. He's number 10 on my rankings this week, so he's not that bad. Matt Stafford's number 8 this week. He's 2 notches ahead. Sometimes you're better off, where you're at. The grass isn't always greener, but first check the part with Stafford. I'd be surprised if he is.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised too if something like that was readily available. But I would just be smart. I would just be smart about what you're doing. You don't have a bad team. You just have frustration at quarterback. And the thing that you need to know too is if you're willing to trade for Tyreek Hill and whatnot, and you're willing to give up big pieces to bring him in, understand that the owners are going to know that. And they're going to abuse it, and they're going to ask you for some stuff. I mean, you got to think about, do I really need this guy? And yeah, you might like him. He might be one of your favorite players. But, if he's your favorite player, wear the jersey. Because what you're willing to give up just to bring somebody in is not always the best decision to make. And he just told us that Joe Burrow is available in free agency right now. So I would rather you drop Winston and pick up Burrow. So.
Yeah, drop Winston, pick up Burrow. Burrow is solid. He's on his way up this year. He's got Ja'Marr Chase, the deep ball threat there. He's got a good run game with Joe Mixon. The defense is going to go nuts this week. If you stream defenses, or if you're thinking your defense ain't getting it done, pick up Cincinnati this week.
Yeah. Pick up Burrow. I mean, the fact that he's out there is just stupid news. I mean, that's crazy, boy. That's crazy talk, but that's fine. So you know what? You got a little gift here. Christmas come early for Billy. So go out and get Joe Burrow. Don't worry about trading anybody away. Just drop Winston, pick up Burrow, and be happy that he's out there because that should not be happening. Somebody, grandma was drunk in the kitchen again. So definitely get him and pick him up right now. Next game that we have to talk about as we're here inside of the fantasy. Football, NFL, the NBA is back. The NHL is back as well. A lot of great stuff going on. You can see it all at the Wildcat. Great food and drinks as well. 3680 Milton Avenue in Camillus, New York. And you can, of course, get catering, takeout, and delivery. Call 315-487-2222 for takeout and delivery. And you can also ask about catering. That's 315-487-2222. Next game, Mike, San Francisco at Chicago. The you would think it was the battle of Trey Lance and Justin Fields, two rookies that were taken in the first round of this draft. But the San Francisco situation is a little interesting as opposed to the Chicago one. What are your thoughts on this game? Mike, can you hear us? We got you? Okay, we may have lost Mike for a second here.
Hello?
So what do you think about San Fran and Chicago?
Yeah, you ever go shopping for just about anything, and there's always a generic brand or black and white can or whatever, you know. Sometimes values are pretty good. Sometimes they're not. So to the average viewer, this game is like the generic product. It's like the Kirkland brand game. There's only one guy I'm really excited about watching, but I'll get that in a second here. You know, Trey Lance isn't going to make the start. I think Garoppolo is going to make the start here. I got him at 23 this week. I got Justin Fields at 26. So not a lot there in the quarterback play. So, okay, my value's at running back. Well, maybe. I got Elijah Mitchell at 24 this week. And then, the Bears, they're going to have a mixed bag there, you know, with Williams and Herbert. Herbert is the guy. If I had to pick one, I would go to the ranking. The best guy in this game is Deebo Samuel, who I have at number 5. I'm not starting any Chicago Bears receivers. I mean, Darnell Moody's at 40 on my rankings here, so not a lot of value there. And then going over to the tight end situation, Kittle is still out, so you know, I'm not real excited about a Ross Dwelly. I'm not excited about anybody, a Cole Kmet, 22 on the tight end. There's no value there. So I'm going to watch this game because I want to see these players that no one else is watching. So even when you're looking at mediocre players, or how we would in our minds say mediocre players compared to the other players on other teams, I like doing that because not everybody's doing it. I'm going against the grain there. So I'm going to study up on the people that no one's watching. I'm going to know those guys inside out. So if you get a chance to watch this game for that part. Both teams losing records. One of them's got to win. I'm going to take the Bears at home in an upset.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like you said, somebody's got to, I mean, they can tie. I think this could be like a 19-19 game, but I do have some faith that they're going to get into the 20s. So, you know, for me in this matchup for San Fran, Jimmy Garoppolo, it's amazing how this guy can lead you to a Super Bowl. And then, you know, they trade up from 12 to 3 to get Trey Lance, who spent one season as a starting quarterback, full season at North Dakota State. And then Trey goes down and it's like, hey, we love you, Jimmy. Remember how much we care about you? So it's just crazy to me. Luckily, they didn't trade him away. Elijah Mitchell's taken over. Trey Sermon, underwhelming. He hasn't really gotten a lot of opportunity, which is sad, the rookie out of Ohio State. But Elijah Mitchell, I'd say, is a low-end running back too. Deebo Samuel is a flex position. And then Charlie Warner, Ross Dwelly, like you said, you may mention these guys. I'm not overly sold on them. If you got to go deep and people are hurt and there's nobody in free agency, I guess you could go with one of these gentlemen and hope for the best. Warner got the start and the loss. So, you know, I don't want to tell you to put him out there, but somebody's got to start, right? So on the other side of it with Justin Fields, I like him in this game. I do. I think he's a lower-end quarterback one, high-end two, but I do like Justin Fields because he can do more than one thing. Khalil Herbert is a guy that I picked up during the season, seeing the injury and the writings on the wall. I thought he was worth picking up, and he's done himself a pretty nice job. I think he's gotten to 100 yards in the last couple weeks here. So I like Herbert in this matchup, and I think he's a running back two for you. Allen Robinson, I still have as a wide receiver one. Mooney's dipped a little bit for me. I think he's more of a flex, but not really sold on him right now. And Cole Kmet, I would say tight end two, a low end one, high end two, but he could find his way into the end zone in this matchup. I just don't see him getting a ton of yards. Next game up, Mike, Pittsburgh at Cleveland. What do you have for this one?
Oh, this is some challenging quarterback play in this game. I'm not looking forward to watching 168-year-old Ben Roethlisberger lumbering around the field. Looks like he's got, you know, lead weights in the back of his pants. He's just kind of not getting it done this year. He does have some guys around him that can get it done, though, so it's just a shame. I don't know if it's offensive line woes or what, but Ben just doesn't look like the Ben we expect to see all the time. Ben Roethlisberger, 27 on my rankings this week. On the other side of the ball, you know, probably starting for a injured Baker Mayfield. Don't know that for sure yet, but I got Case Keenum at 28. Baker, I currently have at 31 because he's probably not going to play, but there is a chance he will. So take a look at that closer to game time. Looking at the running backs, looks like Nick Chubb is going to make his way back. He's number 12 on the rankings. D'Ernest Johnson did a great job last week filling in when Chubb and Hunt were both out. I got him at 45 this week on the rankings. But the big player here in this game is Najee Harris, who I have at number 4 running back. He is getting it done. He's athletic. He's getting it done on his own more so than that line. Deontay Johnson, number 16 on the wide receiver rankings. Then I got to go all the way down to the 30s, 36 for somebody from the Browns. I'm talking about Jarvis Landry, of course. I don't know if I can play too many guys past this point. Maybe Chase Claypool. I got him at 31 on the rankings. And at tight end, Pat Freiermuth at 19, Austin Hooper at 18. These guys really don't do anything for me here. And I'm going to just go with the home team here because I don't know which team. I mean, it's a battle. Both these teams mirror each other. They have great running backs, but that's about it. So I'm going to take the Browns because they're the home team.
Yeah, you know, I think there's other reason to take the Browns, too. The Steelers have struggled. You know, the Steelers, like you said, Mike, they haven't looked like themselves in a long time. And so, you know, it was 2 years ago when Ben was toying with retirement, people were like, how could you leave? It's not time. We're not ready for it. And now it's like, hey, can you leave? So it's funny how the last 2 years, the juxtaposition of it's too soon to now people going, well, why is he still here? You know, which is sad. I want guys and I want men and women to be able to leave on their own terms when it comes to whatever. And, you know, so a Big Ben, not worth the play. Najee Harris has been very underwhelming. I'm not a big fan of him. I drop him to like a flex. Underwhelming. James Washington's been non-existent. I like Freiermuth. I really do. I think the Jaguars should have gotten him. Think about this. The Jaguars go after Travis Etienne, which I don't think is a bad choice, but Travis Etienne goes down with an injury, and now the Jaguars, what have they needed all year? A tight end, and they don't have one. And then here's Freiermuth doing some good things, and they're comparing him to Heath Miller. I don't want to compare him to anybody. I want him to be his own guy. I'm just going to say, if you're being compared to one of the greatest Steeler tight ends of all time, I would be okay with that. So Freiermuth, I think, is worth the play in this matchup. And I would say low end on Najee Harris, and Deontay Johnson, I think, is worth putting out there if you're going to put out, you know, three receivers or whatever. Baker Mayfield is currently questionable, like Mike said. This injury where he was like in a sling, and then he's like, ah, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? And so he's been trying to play this down, and I don't, which is kind of reminiscent of another team that wears orange helmets, which is Syracuse, where they'll play down an injury. Oh, that injury's not really that bad. And then it's like the guy's out for like 4 or 5 weeks. So, you know, I mean, I hope Baker gets better and I hope he stays well. Same goes for everybody here. It's tough, but it looks like Case Keenum's going to get the start here. I'm not really sold on the quarterback situation there. If Chubb's able to go, you obviously play him. And D'Ernest Johnson, he racked up and did some good things last week, and Mike and I spoke about him. And what did I say? Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt are out. They both share the ball, and they both rack up yards. If they're both not playing, D'Ernest Johnson has to take not for one, but for two, and I thought he did a nice job. So if Chubb is hampered or Chubb's not going to play, then obviously play D'Ernest Johnson. If Chubb is going to play, then D'Ernest is still not a bad choice as a flex, but it just depends on where Chubb is at when it comes game time. Odell Beckham is questionable with a shoulder injury. Jarvis Landry is questionable with a knee injury. Their play has been questionable since joining the Browns, so I'm not really feeling great about any receiver there. And Austin Hooper, if Keenum's going to come in, everybody's got their guy, so maybe that gives Rashard Higgins a little jump as a low flex for you, and maybe it helps out Austin Hooper, but really I think it's in the running backs, and I'm going to go with the Browns at home. I'm going to have to go with the Browns at home. So, you know, Greg says Harris is a top five back. But he's been very underwhelming as a player. So I'm just stating an obvious fact that you can't count on him. It's not that he can't catch the ball. It's not that he doesn't run. It's not that they're not going to give him opportunities. It's just that he is not wowing me in reality or fantasy right now. That's the point I am here to make. It's not that he can't catch. It's that how much is he really bringing to your team? Philadelphia at Detroit, Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, I feel bad for Detroit because I've been watching them all year, and every time it looks like they're going to win. You know, they're the little engine that could. They just can't make it over that hill. This past week, they put out all the stops. It just, you're almost rooting for these guys just because they're the underdog. They're 0-7, but I'm going to tell you something. If there's a week they could sneak up and bite somebody, it might be this week because the Eagles come to town 2-5. It's just not a very good Eagles team right now. But then again, neither are the Lions in reality. Jalen Hurts is, you know, again, he doesn't wow me on the field. I don't go, oh, my God, this guy's dominant. But for fantasy purposes, she's over 20. Looking at the running back situation, go right now and see if Gainwell is out there. You'd be surprised. He was out there in some leagues before waivers ran last night. So, just check, see if Gainwell's out there. Gainwell's number 20 on the rankings. Boston Scott may see some early down action, but he's in the 30s, a flex bet. Looking at the other side, though, DeAndre Swift, he's been the stalwart. He's been the guy that's been getting things done all year. I kind of doubted it. He's been all year, but he's still top 10 running back, number on the rankings this year. This is where the difference is right here, is that wide receiver. You know, Smith has been having an excellent year so far, Devonta Smith for Philly. He's number 24 on my rankings, but I got to go way down. I mean, like 51 for Khalif Raymond. I mean, he's the closest thing. All the other receivers are hurt in Detroit, but TJ Hawkinson is the guy you're going to look for. Number two on the tight end rankings. I don't have to tell you that. If he's on your team, of course, you're playing him. And on the other side, not far behind.
Oh, Mike, we lost you for a second. You said not far behind us, who?
Not far behind Dallas Goedert. In the upset this week, Philly's favored by 3.5. I'm going to take Detroit at home.
I'll take Detroit at home. So, Mike, going with Detroit in this matchup here. And, you know, I mean, I think for me, and I want to go back to Najee Harris for a second, to Greg's point. Najee has games where he's had 5 catches, 14 catches, 6-6. So he's had 4 games where he's caught at least 5 balls. So, yes, in PPR there's value. And, yes, he had the game of his life against Cincinnati, receiving the ball, targeted 19 times, catching 14, 102 yards. And he had a good rushing attack game against Denver, 23 carries, 122, and a touchdown. My point is he hasn't found the end zone that much. He's found the end zone 4 times in the 6 games that he's played. He's found the end zone 4 times. That's what I'm making mention of. 4 times over 6 games. Now, looking at what he's done overall in the giant body work, yes, fantasy-wise, he's not bad. He's a running back, too. I get that. So I stand corrected in the sense of I should have put him a little bit higher. I just don't like the fact that he's not consistently getting into the end zone, and I don't like the fact that, I don't know, I just feel like he's been underwhelming as a performer overall. But yes, by the numbers, he is not a bad guy to put out there as a number two. So let me make that mention now.
I think he's an RB1. I think he's been an RB1 all year, whether you're PPR or not. I like him.
Yeah, so I go a little bit lower on him to an RB2, but not an RB3. So I will stand corrected on that. Jalen Hurts on the other side, for in this game for Philadelphia, I should say. I'm a fan-ish of Hurts. I'm like on the line. So if you can play 2 quarterbacks in your league, I would look to play him. Kenneth Gainwell, play him. Miles Sanders is questionable. God willing, he's okay from his ankle injury. Even with Miles Sanders out there, I thought Gainwell is worth it because you never know what's going to happen, and Sanders has unfortunately been hurt a lot. So I like Kenneth Gainwell in this matchup. Devontae Smith, I like him too in this, and Dallas Goedert, I like them in this because they're playing Detroit. You know, Detroit on the other side, I said, if it didn't work, they got 972 draft picks from the Rams and Jared Goff. If Jared Goff is a bust, guess what? You don't have to worry about it. Go draft somebody in 2022. I would venture to say and hope to think that that's one of the things they're looking to do, not wishing bad on Jared Goff, just saying Detroit now kind of knows, okay, we got rid of our golden boy. We brought in something that was bronze, copper, or whatever you want to call it, and it's time to probably make a change at the end of the season. DeAndre Swift is worth the play for you, and Mike brought up Khalif Raymond. None of these guys' household names. Khalif Raymond and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And then we look at, Kadarrell Hodge. Geronimo Allison was from Green Bay. Tom Kennedy, Trinity Benson. None of these guys are like I said, names that are well recognizable. But Khalif Raymond, I'd say, is a wide receiver 4. And TJ Hockenson, I'd say a low-end tight end 1. But really, I think the value's in Swift because Swift doesn't need Goff to be great. He just needs him to hand him the ball. So that's where I would go with that. I don't like anything about Detroit's team besides DeAndre Smith when I look at it. So I'm going to go with Philadelphia as Mike goes with Detroit. We're going to take a step aside for a fast break, and when we come back, we'll have plenty more inside the Cafe Cubal Studios on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. You are watching and listening to the extended Fantasy Football Power Hour, proudly presented by the Wildcat Sports Pub, 3680 Milton Avenue in Camillus, New York, 7 days a week. Make sure you make your way out there, and of course, for takeout and delivery, 315-487-2222. That's 315-487-2222 for the Wildcat.
Happy taste like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvalite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvalanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvalite ice cream. Carvo the way. It's what happy tastes like.
Cafe Cabal offers same-day local delivery of our products, offering no delivery charge for Onondaga County. Shop CafeCabal.com for fresh roasted coffee beans, cold brew, travel mugs, and all your essential Cafe Cabal needs. Cafe Cabal, coffee for the soul.
Sports Pub in Camillus, New York is located on 3680 Milton Avenue in the Home Depot Plaza. It is your family-friendly sports bar and restaurant. Folks, some sports bars aren't family-friendly. Some family-friendly restaurants are not sports bars. The Wildcat Sports Pub in Camillus, New York is proud to be both. It is that marriage that you've been looking for years. The Wildcat Sports Pub is your home base for your sports bar and restaurant needs, games for the kids, indoor and outdoor activities, and enough things on the menu to come back every single week and get to try something new. They're open Sundays from noon to 8 p.m., Monday through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Thursday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to midnight. For reservations and party information, call 315-487-2222 for the Wildcat family-friendly sports pub and restaurant. Welcome back. You are inside of the Cafe Cubal Studios, Cafe Cubal 3501 James Street, as well as 401 South Salina Street and 208 North Townsend Street in Syracuse. You can also find them by going inside of Galasanos Children's Hospital. We thank them for all they do in the community. That Cafe Cubal in downtown Syracuse inside Galasanos Children's Hospital, and out in Manlius on 343 Fayette Street. And, of course, their newest location and drive-through location, the Cafe Cubal on the corner of Route 11 and Taft Roads in North Syracuse, New York, a.k.a. Sweetheart Corners. We are inside of the Fantasy Football Power Hour here, folks, with Mr. Mike Sofka of Hall of Fame FantasyFootball.com, the winning fantasy football group that we have on Facebook, and, of course, winning fantasy football on YouTube. So make sure you check all those out. Proudly presented by the Wildcat Sports Pub, this is the Fantasy Football Power Hour. It is week 8 for 2021-2022, and Mike and I are hopping right back into things. I do want to let everybody know I also picked Chicago earlier if I didn't make mention of that before. Tennessee at Indianapolis. Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, this is a game I'm looking forward to watching as well. Both teams have their ups and downs, their peaks and valleys. Looking at the quarterback, both these guys are just off the QB1 pace. I got Carson Wentz at number 14 and Ryan Tannehill at 15. And that's okay. They don't have to be the superstar on their team because they have some superstars around them. Derrick Henry, number one. This guy's a horse. Number one running back this week. On the other side of the ball, they got an RB1 there too. And Jonathan Taylor, number 8 on my rankings. Looking at the receiver, this is where things get a little bit dicey, okay? Because you got A.J. Brown. I got him at 18 for Tennessee. Then I got to go down a little bit further to 22 for Michael Pittman. But then there's a tremendous drop-off for both teams after that. Looking at the tight end situation, you know, Tennessee, maybe I'm looking at Anthony Furtzer, but probably not because he's 25 on the rankings here. And on the other side of the ball, Mo Alley-Cox, I got him at 16 this week. Looking at this game, I'm going to call the upset again. Tennessee's only favored by one, and Tennessee's beat Kansas City, but we see Kansas City is falling apart. You know, Patrick Mahomes doesn't look like Patrick Mahomes, so, you know, I don't know if that's a fair judgment of where Tennessee really is. Tennessee's a good team. They're a great team, as a matter of fact. They're 5-2, but I really think that the Colts are going to jump up and bite them here. I'm going to take the Colts in an upset.
Mike going with the Colts and a very interesting play by Carson Wentz in the rain, running and tossing the ball forward, just leaving it as just a lame duck in the air, and that thing was taken away by San Francisco. Ugly, ugly game for, what was it, Sunday Night Football, and just not a pretty thing this past week. But, you know, Tennessee's got Derrick Henry. Tennessee's got, you know, arguably the best back, not this year, but of the last few seasons here. That could be the best back that we're talking about of the decade as time goes by here. So big fan of Derrick Henry. That's why I draft the man. So I like it. A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are supposed to play in this game. That's something that we haven't been able to say for a while. A.J. Brown, I would say, is a tight end, pardon me, a wide receiver two. I would have Julio as a three. And Derrick Henry, obviously, as a one. On the other side, for me, and Ryan Tannehill, not a bad play for you. I mean, if Lamar Jackson's your other quarterback and he's off this week, I'm okay with you playing Tannehill. And if you had Derek Carr or Ryan Tannehill, that to me, I don't know how much better you're doing for yourself. But, you know, Ryan Tannehill, because they're both talented, they're just – Tannehill has the chance where he can wow you, but he also could be 22 points. We think, you know, Mike and I thought going into the season he's a top 10 quarterback in the league. And at the same time, you know, when you got Derrick Henry, you can really lean on that and let that take you to the promised land a lot of the time. I'm not sold on the other end with Carson Wentz. Jonathan Taylor's worth the play for sure. And Michael Pittman, I was waiting for when he was going to show up. He showed up in this past game. I like Michael Pittman as one of your wide receivers, either a two or a three to put out there. Mo Alley-Cox, I'm not really sold on. I think it's more of, you know, running back versus running back, and then Michael Pittman and A.J. Brown. I like that scenario, and maybe a little bit of Julio Jones. This is a tough game for me. I know Mike went with the Colts, and it's I get it, but I'm going to go with the Titans on the road. I feel like this Titans team – I mean, this is their division now, if they want it. And that's kind of the thing. It's like, no, you take it. No, you take it. No, you take it. No, you take it. Because, you know, Houston only won this division, in my opinion, of the last few years prior to, you know, I mean, these last, like, let's say, a few years back here, they were winning consistently because you could be 8-8, you could be 9-7, you could be 7-9 and be the best team inside of this division. So, you know, for me, I don't feel great about the AFC South, but the Titans are the best team within it right now, so I'm going to pick the Titans. And we do have some thoughts coming through. Billy's back said, which wide receiver do you think I should play? I have Watkins, Mike Williams, Diggs, A.J. Brown, Odell, and Sutton. My tight end I'm going to replace for Knox is C.J. Uzomah or Mo Alie-Cox. Which one do you think? So let's address the first things first, Mike. What wide receiver should you – well, Billy, tell us how many can you play, and we'll answer that question. He wants to know what wide receivers he should play. How many spots do you have on your roster? Let us know that. But we can answer the tight end question. C.J. Uzomah or Mo Alie-Cox?
Well, I got Mo Alie-Cox right at 16. I was going to get to Uzomah in this report coming up here, but I got him right at 21, so that should tell you something right there. As far as the wide receivers, you're going to want to start Diggs and Brown, of course, and I'd go with Mike Williams.
Okay, and so Diggs and Brown, if you got three, then that's what Mike would say. So I would say, looking at, I mean, if you have three to play here, Watkins, Mike Williams, Diggs, A.B., Odell, and Sutton. He said, I have two spots, but I'm going to put one at flex. So he does have three. So that works out. So, Mike, say yours again here.
Diggs, of course, and then Brown. And then if you're going to play, I don't, you know, again, I don't know all the running backs here unless, is this the same team before with the trade question with Daniel Jones and Winston a quarterback?
Yep, same team.
Yeah, he might be better off playing a running back, playing, you know, Robinson at the flex. So, you know, I would strongly consider Robinson above Mike Williams, even if it's a PPR.
Yeah, you know, and I wouldn't deny that either. So Mike says Mike Williams, and but if it's flex, then go Robinson over Williams, and I would agree with that. So I'd go Robinson over Williams on that. My response here, so Billy Bob, that's from Mike. For me, I would say Diggs, I would say Brown, and I would say Cortland Sutton, but the issues that they've had there, I'd probably say Robinson. So I'd probably agree with Mike, Diggs, Brown, and James Robinson. If you're going to flex somebody out, I would flex out James Robinson. Definitely Diggs. I'm torn between Brown and Sutton, but I'll say Brown. They're playing the Colts, so I'll go with Brown on this one. Next game up that we have here, Mr. Softgut, is Cincinnati at the Jets. What do you got?
Yeah, Joe Burrow's been hot as of late, and he's, you know, teamed up. Every time I turn around, there's a highlight, if I'm not watching the Cincinnati game, of Ja'Marr Chase catching a 50-plus yard touchdown. They got that, you know, deep ball connection. And sometimes guys just are able to connect with each other. And that's a good thing for these two guys on the same pro team. Played for the Tigers in college, and they played for the Bengal Tigers in the pros. Joe Burrow, number 12 on the ranking this week. The other side of the ball, Mike White is going to make the start here since Zach Wilson is out with the injury. I saw Mike White was in the game. I thought they got the Florida Gators basketball coach to play quarterback for the Jets. I didn't know what was going on. Mike White from Western Kentucky, they aired it out, you know, before he came into the league in 18, but it's the NFL. It's a little bit different. The speed's a little different. Guys that you think are open are not open. So, you know, I can't start Mike White. He's like number 28 on the ranking this week. Looking at the running back situation here, Joe Mixon, he's been an RB1 all year, top 10. He's number 5 on my rankings this week. And I'd have to go all the way down to the 28th spot to find Michael Carter, the only running back I would start. Number 28 on the ranking. Looking at the wide receivers, geez. Ja'Marr Chase, like I said, every single game he catches a deep ball. For that alone, he's number 7 on my rankings this week. I've seen some guys, I follow other people's rankings as well, and I look, you know, just to compare notes, if you would. And I've seen people have him in a top three this week. So I got him at 7. On the other side of the ball, though, I can't really start a Corey Davis, a Jameson Crowder, a Denzel Mims, a Braxton Berrios. I can't start any of these guys simply because they have Mike White at quarterback. If you're in a league and you're not sure about your defense, go ahead and see if the Bengals are available. Pick them up because they're playing the Jets here. You're going to score some points. The other thing is the tight ends here. I got CJ Uzomah, like I said before, at 21, and I don't really have a tight end that I can play for the Jets. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Bengals to win this one big in New York.
Yeah, you know, and Joe Flacco is now back to the Jets as well. And so there is the notion that Flacco's going to get this start now, and he might have the opportunity over White. Does it make it better? Probably not. So, you know, I agree with Mike that Cincinnati's defense and special teams is worth picking up. Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, I like CJ Uzomah. I like them all. I feel like I'm talking about Baltimore when I'm saying, yes, quarterback, yes, running back, yes, wide receiver, yes, tight end, but... T. Higgins, not bad for you to still have as a flex, but Ja'Marr Chase, obviously knowing Joe Burrow very well from LSU, has taken over, as one could imagine was going to happen. So, you know, I like a lot on Cincinnati. Michael Carter is your best bet with the Jets. I thought that when Zach Wilson was healthy, but he's a flex for you. Outside of that, I got nothing. I'm going with Cincinnati big on the road in this game, and I do agree with Mike. I am a fan of the Bengals defense and special teams because of the scenario that they're currently in right now. Next game up that we
I think they're under the radar, even though they're 6-1. They're 3-0 on the road here, and they're playing at the Texans, who are just reeling. They're just bad all the way around. And, you know, that's reflective of the fantasy rankings as well here. Looking at Stafford, number 8 quarterback this week. Meanwhile, I got to go way down on the list here. You know, I think Tyrod Taylor is going to end up making a start coming back this week. I got him at 32. You know, Davis Mills, you know, nothing bad with him. It's just he's a rookie and it's going to take some time. Looking at the running back situation, you know, Darrell Henderson's really picked it up with Cam Akers going down for the year. They're saying Cam Akers might make it back for the playoffs. Doesn't do us any good for fantasy football, but we'll do that team a good, you know, in that push toward the Super Bowl. Like, I think they could sneak in there. Darrell Henderson, though, number 11 on my ranking this week. Houston, I don't know, maybe a Mark Ingram. I mean, I don't know how at 164 years old he's still getting a lion's share of touches, but he is. He's number 35 on my ranking, so maybe a flex for you this week. Looking at the receivers, Cooper Kupp, number 1 receiver just about all year. I can't say enough about the guy. He's got almost 900 yards and 9 touchdowns through 7 games. So this guy's on a tremendous pace right now, and I don't think that's going to let up. I think he and Stafford are going to continue to connect, and that's going to be a good thing for fantasy players. Robert Woods has been in the distant, but he's not that bad. He's in 26 on the rankings, number 3 or flex all year for me just about. And for Houston, maybe a Brandon Cooks because he's like the only guy. He's number 14 on the ranking. I don't think I can start a Chris Conley or a Davion Davis or Danny Amendola or Nico Collins. None of those guys are going to make the grade for me. And look at Taylor Higbee. He's number 11 on the ranking. Not so much with a Jordan Akins or whoever else they could throw out there from Houston at 28 on my rankings. I'm going to take the Rams on the road big.
Yeah, I got to do that too. And Mike, really quick here, Billy said he forgot DJ Moore at wide receiver. So would that change your mind at putting James Robinson at flex, I guess, is the question maybe.
Yeah, you got to start DJ Moore 6 on the wide receiver rankings. Mike Williams is number 11 on my rankings there. So I don't know if this is an 18 league or you're playing with a bunch of third graders or what's going on here. It's almost like a humble brag with wide receiver choices.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at your roster going, we'll play everybody. I mean, it's just kind of just play all your wide receivers, but obviously you can't. So DJ Moore, worth a start here, but I, I'm a little concerned over the situation there at quarterback. So I would say, so Mike has DJ at number six on his rankings here, just to let you know, to Billy. And I would still start James Robinson just because he's the only, well, I shouldn't say he's the only, but he's a big ray of hope
Well, now
for
that
Jacksonville.
DJ Moore is in the mix, I mean, AJ Brown may come out of the mix here. Because, like I said, I got Williams at 11, I got Diggs at 3, and then you got DJ Moore at 6. So, I mean, Sutton's at 15, and that's with Jerry Jeudy coming back. And then you got AJ Brown at 18 on my rankings here. So, it's just you're not gonna choose the wrong guy here.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. You have a lot. You have good problems. You know, your backups, you know, you're like Alabama or Clemson right now, in the sense, normal Clemson, where your backups are as good.
Reload.
Yeah. I mean, your backups are in a situation where they're better than other people's starters. I'm gonna make this easy for the Rams Texans game. Matt Stafford, Darrell Henderson, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Tyler Higbee, yes, for the Rams. For the Texans, Brandon Cooks is a flex. And good night. So I'm just gonna pick the Rams on that one and make that very easy for you. Those are my feelings on the two teams. New England at the Chargers, Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, thank goodness the Chargers coming off the bye here. Justin Herbert looks really good all year here. I got him at number 7 on the rankings. I don't think Mac Jones is going to have as much success on the road, but he hasn't had a bad year, but he's still in that rookie curve there. He's number 25 on the rankings. And then when you talk about the receivers, the Chargers, well, hold on, let me get to the running backs first. Austin Eckler is the man. He's been the man for a while. It just cleared that up. You know that. If he's on your team, you're starting him. RB1 all the time. Number 6 on the rankings. And for New England, Damian Harris, he's been dinged up, but he's still been getting it done. Number 23 on the rankings. And then over at receiver, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, boom, boom, 1-2 punch, 10 and 11 on the rankings. And I really don't have wide receiver that I can count on for New England. Maybe if Kobe Myers ranked at 32 on the rankings this week. And then at tight end, New England doesn't have that guy really. But Hunter Henry's been stepping up as of late. You didn't know whether it was going to be Jonnu Smith or Hunter Henry. I like what they did going out getting both guys. Hunter Henry was injured to start, but he's been coming on strong. I got him at number 9 this week, so bottom end, tight end, 1. And then for the Chargers, Jared Cook at 168 years old, still getting it done. Tight end, 1, barely, number 12 on the rankings this week. I'm going to take the Chargers at home.
Yeah, the Patriots are not looking like they used to, that's for sure. I think, Damian Harris, again, the committee is all there, but James White, your PPR stud, he's on injured reserve. So Damian Harris, I would say, is a flex guy for you. I'm not sold on anybody else. Jonnu is hurt, so now that gives a little more value to Hunter Henry as a tight end one to put out there for this. And remember, he's playing his old team in his old city. So this could be a big time game for Hunter that wants to make his presence known. So I like Hunter Henry in this matchup. For the Chargers, I like Herbert. I think he's a low end quarterback one. Austin Eckler's worth the play. And Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, I think both of these guys are low end twos, high end threes for me. And I'm not necessarily sold on the tight end. But if I had to pick, I'd say Jared Cook is a low end one, high end two. I'm going to go with the Chargers at home as well. Next game up on the docket here is to take a look at Jacksonville at Seattle. Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is the better quarterback in this game. I don't think I can say that, up to this point in the year. But Trevor Lawrence is number 17 on the rankings here. I got Geno Smith filling in for an injured Russell Wilson. I got Geno Smith a little bit further down at 22 on the rankings this week. Looking at the running back situation, this is where a little bit of value is. I got James Robinson at 15, but on the other side of the ball, Chris Jefferson's been out. Alec Collins has filled in nicely. I got him 38 on the ranking. He's been overcoming some injuries on his own. Rashad Penny is back. Look for him to get some goal line vulture carries here, a touchdown only league or a DFS league. That might be a cheap option for you. And then looking at the receivers, James, you know, Agnew from the Jaguars seems to have that connection with Trevor Lawrence right now. And it's kind of odd because he's not the guy I thought would have that connection. But Marvin Jones is the guy you know is going to get the looks. He's going to get the targets. Number 29 on the rankings here. But on the other side of the ball, there is a little more value, you know, in DK Metcalf. He's super fast. He's probably the fastest guy on the field in this game. And I look for another long touchdown from him. He's number 12 on my rankings this week. And then looking at the tight end, Dan Arnold, number 15 on the rankings here. And then I got to go down a little bit further for Gerald Everett, number 24. I think that, believe it or not, even with Geno Smith at quarterback, I think they can rely on that defense is going to force some turnovers. I think this is a game that Seattle's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle's a good team, and I know that they're without Russell Wilson right now, but they're still talented, and, you know, listen, I am a fan of Jacksonville. I've been a fan of Jacksonville forever. The cardinal sin as a broadcaster is to, you know, lean on your team just because you like them. I know Jacksonville's struggling. I know that they're in a place right now where, you know, they stopped the bleeding, but they still haven't won a game in America in the last 20-plus. They had to literally cross the pond to win a game, which I jokingly said they're going to have to do that, and then they did that, and here we are. So in this matchup, James Robinson is worth the play. Jamal Agnew is worth the play because he brings you multiple at wide receiver as well as in the return game. And Dan Arnold, I don't think, is a bad play here as a low-end tight end one. On the other side for Seattle, Alex Collins has shown himself what he did for Baltimore. Now he's back here doing things again. I like DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. And Gerald Everett and Will Disley, it's hard to say what's going to happen between these two gentlemen. But I would lean on Everett a little bit more. But they kind of eat each other. So I don't know if I would play either one of them. DK and Tyler, yes, Alex Collins is a running back three for you, as a flex for you, I would say. And I am actually, in this matchup, going to go against the 12th man, and I'm going to pick the Jaguars in this game. And it's not because I'm a fan. It's because, you know, I trust my gut. And I think that where they are right now, what they just did, I think they've given themselves some momentum. And I think that, you know, the Seahawks have done some good things. But the Seahawks are also, you know, without Russell Wilson. And I think when push comes to shove, if Trevor's going to let it fly, I see some more value in this. So I'm going to pick the Jaguars in this matchup to win the game. Next game up that we have, Mike,
interesting game. This is going to be a good game for Teddy Bridgewater. I think I got him number 11 on the ranking. Taylor Heineke's probably still going to get the start here for the Redskins. You know, Ron Rivera likes Kyle Allen, who's on the roster. So we may see him coming up. You know, be cognizant of that with all these bye weeks and stuff. Be cognizant of that if Taylor Heineke's on your roster. Looking at the running backs, Antonio Gibson's been playing with a crack in his shin. They're monitoring that each week, and that's slowing them because they're really putting them on, like, on a pitch count, if you would. So I'm not sure Antonio Gibson's a RB1. I got him 26 on my rankings this week. Then on the other side of the ball, Melvin Gordon's been getting it done, number 21 on the rankings. Javonte Williams is more like a flex player or RB3 at that. Looking at the wide receivers, this is where a little bit of a difference comes in. Jerry Jeudy would be you know, up there flirting around with wide receiver one, but I think they're going to ease him back in. So I'm not even going to play him this week unless I really have to. Number 15 on the rankings this week, though, is Courtland Sutton. And on the other side of the ball for Washington, Terry McLaurin, it seems to always get it done, no matter who's quarterbacking. He's one of those guys that every game breaks a 50-yard touchdown. Number 9 on the wide receiver rankings. And then at at tight end, Ricky Seals-Jones at 14, and Noah Fant, tight end one all the time, number 6 on the rankings. I'm going to take Denver at home in this one.
Yeah, you know, Taylor Heineke's not a bad quarterback, and Kyle Allen isn't either. You know, and this man, I mean, when you are in the wake up call fantasy football leagues, you get a team quarterback, so you don't have to worry about picking up Allen if Heineke gets replaced, because you get them both because you get Washington. Just to make that note, Antonio Gibson, I would put as a running back 2. Terry McLaurin, I would keep out there at wide receiver for you. On Denver's side, Teddy's back. Teddy's doing his thing. I like Teddy in this game as a lower-end quarterback 1. I like Javonte Williams to go out there as a running back 2. Melvin Gordon slightly behind him. I like Courtland Sutton in the game. I like Tim Patrick as a flex for you, and I like Noah Fant. And with that, I'm going with the Denver Broncos. Last game before the fast break, Tampa Bay at New Orleans. What do you got? This last year was Brady versus Breeze. Now it's Brady versus Jameis Winston / Taysom Hill. What do you have for this?
Yeah, you got to go with Tom Brady. Of course, you know that if he's on your team. Number 5 on the quarterback rankings. Jameis Winston, not so much. Knocked down to number 18 this week. Alvin Kamara, though, he's always up there in the top players overall. How can you not get this guy in your lineup? I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Number 2 on the rankings, playoff Lenny, he's down at 17, but that's not a bad place. He continues to get it done, keeping Ronald Jones on the sideline. I like Leonard Fournette, number 17 on the rankings. Looking at the wide receivers, this is where the big difference is. Tampa's got 3 guys, could be the number 1 on anybody else's team. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and Antonio Brown. Those guys are all ranked 19, 20, and 23, respectively, on the rankings here. And New Orleans, well, not so much. We're waiting for Michael Thomas to come back. Marquez Callaway's not lighting it up. Deontay Harris isn't lighting it up. Traquan Smith and Jameis Winston are screaming at each other on the sidelines. And on the field of play, Jameis is shoving them out of the huddle. It's not a good look, not a good situation for Tampa to come into your home and watch you fight each other. You can't do that, Jameis Winston. Juwan Johnson's the closest thing they got to a tight end in New Orleans. He's number 33 on the rankings. And Tampa, well, Gronk's dinged up. I think we're going to see Gronk back this week. I got him number 5 on the rankings, and I'm going to go with Tampa to win this one in a solid victory.
Yeah, I mean, with all the issues going on, I mean, and you know, Mike said it, and we've talked about it, you know, that Jameis Winston, is he? Worth the play for you, Tom Brady, Leonard Fournette, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, all worth putting out there. Gronk being banged up, if he does not play in this game, look to O.J. Howard or Cameron Brate. It's tough here to pick it, but I would have to say O.J. Howard with a slight edge there. But it's in a 2 tight end situation. I wouldn't throw him out there as your 1 dominant end-all, be-all tight end. I would like to hope that you have somebody better in that situation. It could be your tight end 1 for this week. On New Orleans side, it's Alvin Kamara. And end of story for me. I'm going Tampa Bay by a landslide, in my opinion. With that being said, we're going to take our final fast break here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. When Mike and I come back from inside of the Fantasy Football Power Hour, we'll give you Sunday and Monday Night Football. You are watching and listening to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora inside the Cafe Cubal Studios. And we'll be back with you right after this.
Have a cola. Deliveries, located on the corner of Route 57 and Wetzel Road in Liverpool, New York, has been your trusted neighbor for decades. Located just steps from Liverpool High School, we're happy to have the Liverpool Warriors on-site, on-location broadcast at Avicoli's through Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora every single month, featuring student-athletes, coaches, and administration throughout the year from Liverpool High School. Head out to Avicoli's today on the corner of Route 57 and Wetzel Road in Liverpool, New York, open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch, dinner, and drinks. We'd love to see you out there. And, of course, you can call them at 315-622-5100 for takeout, delivery, and catering. That's 315-622-5100. And also find them on myavicolis.com. That's myavicolis.com. Peace of mind when you're out of town that your furry loving friend is safe and sound means taking them to Canine Campground, because we all know that when it comes to the love of our pets, it goes well beyond the call of duty to make sure they're safe and sound. Right, Lily? So take a ride to 242 Johnson Street in East Syracuse, New York, and see Canine Campground and where your dog will be staying. In the classic cabin, the executive cabin, the grand cabin, or of course the luxury cabin, because if you know Lily, you know she loves luxury. Now you don't have to wait till the last minute to find a family member or a friend that'll take your dog for a few days. Call Canine Campground at 315-299-4013. That's 315-299-4013. Their drop-off and pick-up times are Monday through Sunday. Check Canine Campground.com for more information. That's the letter K, the number 9, and campground spelled with a K, .com. K9campground.com.
When you're going out of town, bring your dog to K9 Campground.
PB&J's Lunchbox, the food truck that you love finding all throughout Central and Upstate New York, now has a street-side cafe. So when you're craving their traditional favorites as well as their out-of-box amazing menu items, you can now head to 663 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York, located just minutes from the highway, the thruway, Destiny USA, and Onondaga Lake Parkway. PB&J's Lunchbox Street-Side Cafe is there for you Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner all throughout the day. Your breakfast for dinner, dinner for lunch, whatever you fancy, including their award-winning grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Find them at 663 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York. PB&J's Lunchbox, where we love to know what's in your lunchbox. As a patient, what do we want? To be cared for, to be listened to, and to have someone walk us through the process on our path to victory. Victory Sports Medicine and Orthopedics does all of those things beautifully, with Dr. Mark Petropoli leading the team on 791 West Genesee Street in Skinny Atlas, New York, located minutes from beautiful Skinny Atlas Lake. Whatever your injury may be, from head to toe, preventative care, rehab, physical therapy, laser therapy, and surgery are all available at Victory Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, where they care about us, they listen to us, and they understand that everyone's path to victory is a little bit different. Let them help you on yours by calling 315-685-7544 to make your appointment today. That's 315-685-7544. And find out more information at victorysportsmedicine.com.
Welcome. Where you're listening, you're watching on Facebook Live on facebook.com/liveDT and facebook.com/wakeupcalldt, as well as on youtube.com/wakeupcalldt. However you're tuning into the show, we appreciate you so much watching live Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and being in our archives and checking out the show there on YouTube, as well as Stitcher, Spotify, MixLR, iTunes and Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Podbean, and more by searching Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, or one word, Wake Up Call DT. Mike and I have two final pieces here after both picking Tampa over New Orleans on the road. Sunday Night Football, Mike, Dallas at Minnesota. What do you got?
Yeah, this is a great fantasy game. There'll be a lot of points scored in this game, so I'm really looking forward to this one. Looking at the quarterback, Dak Prescott, always top 10, number 6 on the rankings. And Kirk Cousins, because this could be a shootout, Mr. Mendoza goes all the way up to number 9 on the rankings this week. Looking at the running backs, two of the great running backs in the league, Dalvin Cook at number 3, Ezekiel Elliott at number 10. I'm not telling you anything you don't know already here. Looking at the wide receiver, this is a little bit different. Justin Jefferson's number 4. Then you got Adam Thielen at 13. Well, Dallas has got a good pair of receivers as well, and CeeDee Lamb number 8, and Amari Cooper checking in at 25 on the rankings here. And then looking at tight end, Dalton Schultz, number 11. Tyler Conklin's been having a great year at tight end for the Vikings, number 10 on the rankings here. I think it's going to be a shootout. I'm looking forward to watching this one, but I'm going to take Dallas on the road.
Yeah, you know, I think this is going to be a great game. I'm very excited for it. You know, this is one of those games that a few years back people were getting really hyped about. These were the Sunday night games. You know, this was like a Thursday Thanksgiving football type of game for the Dallas Cowboys to have a matchup like this. Obviously, they'd be at home. But being on the road here, you got to watch. Dak Prescott is questionable with a calf injury. If he's able to go, I like him. Put Zeke out there. Tony Pollard as a flex. Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, both worth the play for you. And I like Dalton Schultz, who's finally starting to show up. On the other side of it with Kirk Cousins, I agree with Mike. Not a bad play as a quarterback one if you're Lamar Jackson is, you know, on bye or whatnot. If you're in a situation like that, I do like that with Kirk Cousins. Delvin Cook as well. I like Kirk Cousins more in this than I like Ryan Tannehill in his game against the Colts. Just kind of give you a little matchup there. Delvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, all worth the play. Tyler Conklin, a sneaky tight end. If you could put in two, I don't think he's your tight end one. And I'm going to pick Dem Boys on there. So definitely am excited to see what they could do coming off of this. Mike, Monday Night Football, our final game here. The Giants at Kansas City. I guess the question is, how the hell did the Giants get on Monday night? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a big situation here where I'm not necessarily looking forward to this game. I guess I am because I'm wondering, how far can Patrick Mahomes slide? This is the danger when you're a young player coming in and having instant success. This is the danger of bringing your team to the Super Bowl. This is the danger where everybody expects you to be the best at all 32 teams is the NFL. There's a lot of good players. There's also a lot of good defensive coordinators. So I think they're finally catching up with Patrick Mahomes, leading the league in interceptions right now. I think he's got like 9. It's crazy. You could actually almost play the Giants defense on the road in KC. Are you kidding me? I still got Patrick Mahomes at number 3 on the rankings this week just because of the potential, what he can do, and what he can do with Tyreek Hill, who's number 2 on the wide receiver rankings this week. So looking at going back to the quarterback, though, Daniel Jones is still worth a play here. The Kansas City defense has been suspect. This could almost be classified as a shootout, but I don't think there's that many impact players in this one. Daniel Jones at number 10 on the quarterback rankings. Darrell Williams, number 18 on the rankings. Devonta Booker still filling in for Saquon Barkley with that damaged ankle. Devonta Booker, number 22 on the rankings. Tyreek Hill, I mentioned, number 2 on the wide receiver rankings. I don't know if I can start any other wide receiver. I mean, Sterling Shepard, I got at 30, so take that for what it's worth. Travis Kelce, consistently week in, week out, number 1. Didn't quite get it done for me last week, but he's the number 1 tight end again this week. And Evan Ingram, number 13 on the tight end rankings. I'd like to say the Giants are going to sneak up and, you know, bite Patrick Mahomes like everybody else has been doing all year. But how can you go against the Chiefs at home, even when they're 3-4, when Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are healthy? I'm going with the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at this and saying to myself, you know, are the Chiefs fantastically set up to have a Super Bowl run right now in this moment? No, Baltimore looks better. But The Giants' three starting receivers are all hurt. Kenny Galladay down with a knee injury. Sterling Shepard, now all questionable for the game. Sterling Shepard, questionable with hamstring. Kadarius Toney, questionable with an ankle injury. Saquon Barkley is questionable in this game with his ankle. I wouldn't play anybody on the Giants. Kansas City, not only do you have Clyde Edwards-Helaire out, but your fullback is out. The guy blocking for you is also hurt. Michael Burton is questionable right now with a pectoral injury. So that means Patty Mahomes is going to be throwing that ball, and Patty Mahomes is not 100%. So looking at him and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, those are your best plays. Maybe you could flex out Mecole Hardman or DeMarcus Robinson. I'm going to pick Kansas City in this game, but this is a game of injuries. And I'm going to go with Kansas City because it's hard not to. However, this game is not what I would hope it to be. I'm not expecting the fantasy points that I would hope from it last year. However, it's our Monday night game, and I'll be watching. So that being said, Mr. Sofka, we're both picking the Chiefs. There's a little more value, obviously, on the Chiefs than the Giants, and that's where we're sitting at right now. Any final word as we wrap up Week 8?
Yeah, just watch, watch the injury reports this week. Watch who practices on Friday. If you ever have a question about whether your guy is going to be starting, if he's questionable, if he doesn't practice on Friday, he's probably not going to play. So for whatever that's worth, hopefully that helps you out. And I look forward to watching a great week of football.
Absolutely. And you can find Mike at Hall of Fame FantasyFootball.com. That's Hall of Fame FantasyFootball.com. And of course, you can find Mike here with me every Wednesday, 9:45 to 11 a.m., the extended Fantasy Football Power Hour, proudly presented by the Wildcat Sports Pub. And, of course, check out the Winning Fantasy Football group on Facebook and Winning Fantasy Football's YouTube channel. Mike, as always, I appreciate it. I thank you for your time, and I look forward to a great week of football.
All right, thanks, Dan. Look forward to speaking with you next time.
All right, sounds good. Take care. And that coming from Mr. Mike Sofka here, where sports meets life on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. And with that being stated, our final note here from Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora is to remind you that we are the very proud partner of Lemoyne. And being a proud partner of the Lemoyne Dolphins every single Wednesday, including today, this morning, you can go back and watch it on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, on YouTube.com/WakeUpCallDT, and on Twitter at CallDT, where we've shared it. You can go and see the story of Maddie Vine, a student, an athlete, as well as a registered nurse here in our community of Central and Upstate New York. Check out that story and all of our Lemoyne Dolphin stories every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time is Dolphin Time, where you will have the opportunity to see and hear from the Dolphins on the first and third Wednesdays in AD and DT, and the second and fourth Wednesdays with the Dolphin Dive, like this week. So much appreciation and many thanks to the Lemoyne College Dolphins. We are also the proud multimedia and marketing partner of Marywood University with the Pacers. You can check out Marywood University's newest Pacer Pride exclusive special on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora by hanging out with us this Friday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, where the multi-championship caliber and successful coach, Mr. Rob Ahrens, will be joining the show for men's and women's cross country and track and field from Marywood University on site, on location. Ecstatic to have him in our newest edition of Pacer Pride. Find out more by going to our Marywood tab on wakeupcalldt.com, and make sure you check with us all throughout every single month for Pacer Pride exclusive specials. And of course, go to marywoodpacers.com for more information. The Pacers are alive. As with Mike Sofka, we hope we've helped you in fantasy. If you need any help from us, then you can respond to that video and go to youtube.com/wakeupcalldt or facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and reply to the specific video for week 8, and we'll answer your questions. Make sure you find us on Facebook at Wake Up Call DT. Twitter at CallDT, and Instagram at WakeUpCall_DT. And as always, God bless, no stress, do your best. We'll see you tonight at Pizza Man right before the game goes on for Syracuse basketball's preview, a little exhibition game against Pace. Before that happens, I'll be on site, on location tonight at 5:30 on the dot, going live with a very successful field hockey team in our community from Baldwinsville. The Baldwinsville Bees are going to be live on site, on location, on stage at 50 Oswego Street in Baldwinsville, New York at Pizza Man tonight at 5:30 while I pull double duty, heading off to Pizza Man at 5:30 and to the Dome at 7 o'clock. We'll see you there.